The Crown of Thorns, Chapter 1. The unknown is something that is feared by humans. It strikes terror into those unwilling to embrace adventure and open their mind to the improbable. But to those who live in the Guild, the unknown is the force of life that fuels what you and I might call magic. Between the gaps on the universe lie worlds not too dissimilar to our own, but filled with creatures of fairy tale. From the white, odorous trolls to the marshlands of the Cragmore, to the charming water walkers under the west moon, the Guild is a place of unattainable beauty and life. However, there are those who have been gifted with sight to see through the fractures, but oftentimes they are crazy. Whilst knowledge of these alternate realms is private in the Earth, it is not in the Guild. Every creature is taught of the realms beyond the Guild from a young age. Even little outcasts like Crow Mosswalker, a Dwelf from the Southern Silver Wards. A Dwelf is the uncommon offspring of a Dwarf and an Elf, with ashen skill and rarely higher than an apple cart. These creatures are gifted healers, and Crow was no exception. Before the dawning of the higher sun, Crow quietly ventured into the Silverwoods, gathering healer's essentials in the form of bark from a redworm's stump or the prickled flowers of the push pear. It was difficult to do with the uneven hands of a Dwelf, short, stubby palms, but long, slender fingers, all disproportionate to the rest of Crow. Who needs hands bigger than their own face? This job didn't trouble the little creature, though. It was noble work and allowed the beauty of the Silverwoods to be appreciated before the bustle of the market overtook the day. In was one of such morning venture that everything changed for this Dwelf and the future of the Guild. It began with a tricky-to-harvest root by Rama's Creek. The root in question was a sickly orange colour and oozed a clear liquid. There was no smell, but being in close proximity to this particular root made Crow's blood sing. That's how you know it's ripe. It was larger than any other root foraged this month, meaning it would keep Crow's patients pain-free for a whole month. If only the root would loosen itself from the soil. Grunting as they pulled, tugged and heaved at the slippery thing, Crow began to reconsider their whole plan to gather this root. Sweat dribbled through the creases of the Dwelf's face, and the loose soil beneath their large feet meant that gripping the root and trying to find a good anchorage point was proving cumbersome. After several more back-breaking yanks on the root, a satisfying pop echoed and sent the healer tumbling through the underbrush and the thicket.